This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Ian and Mark here in the studio, and we're expecting Johnson Rice to join us here shortly. Last night I mentioned I had a bunch of Bitcoin-related stuff I thought was worth talking about, and one of those things is about segregated witness. Now, this is a technology that has been put into place after much debate in the Bitcoin community. We talked about how the Bitcoin world was split over how the Bitcoin software should, or the network should, handle the scaling issues that it's been having, because Bitcoin, the world's first and most successful cryptocurrency, decentralized cryptocurrency, has been incredibly successful. In fact, it has hit the growing pains point of, you know, having too much success, meaning that it wasn't able to scale up appropriately to the level of demand being placed on it by the network, by the people who want to use Bitcoin. It's basically Bitcoin's full, and it has been full of transactions for, I don't know, what, a year? Couple years now? I mean, I don't know how long.
There was a brief period when the SegWit 2X accords were reached in New York City, where the
this was in May,
where the mempool, and that is the area where, was that in May? Okay,
take your word for it.
Where the mempool, and that's where the transactions are held until they're transacted.
Extra transactions are held.
It began steadily decreasing, then by sometime in June.
It did, but it never got to the point where Bitcoin wasn't full. So the mempool had decreased, for sure. So fees had gone down temporarily over the summertime, and I guess we're technically still in the summertime, but then this whole split happened, this Bitcoin fork occurred in the beginning of August, and some of the people who said, well, we don't believe in the segregated witness proposal, we're going to split off, we're going to do our own thing, we're taking our toys and we're going over here, they split off into Bitcoin Cash. So now there are two competing types of Bitcoin out there, in addition to all the altcoins, all these other competitors that have been out there for much longer than Bitcoin Cash. But Bitcoin Cash split off, and that was the subject of much discussion here on Free Talk Live. But what I wanted to talk about was the segregated witness, which we never really talked about what it was, because honestly, I'd never really understood exactly what it was. I mean, I knew it was some sort of technology that some people thought was going to solve the scaling issues that Bitcoin was having, and I'm not an engineer, so I mean, I was waiting to find a good explanation that laid it out there, made it clear as it possibly could be for a technical discussion of what this thing is and why is it supposed to be the solution. So I have an article from Bitcoinist.com, which is entitled SegWit Activated, How It Works, and What's Next for Bitcoin. So let me get into that, because this is what's happening now. SegWit just went into place, I think like a week ago, basically, or a week and a half at this point, week at least. And, you know, the fees are still crazy. Right now the median fee is almost $5. Meaning that the typical Bitcoin transaction, half of the transactions would be higher, half would be lower. So your typical Bitcoin transaction, if we call that the median, is costing about $4.75 today to send. So you want to send a dollar's worth of Bitcoin, it's going to cost you five times as much in a fee. If you want to spend, you know, if you want to send $500,000 or $50,000 or $5,000,
then big whoop,
then
right?
No big deal. But it is a big deal for anybody like me who thinks that Bitcoin should be used for day-to-day purchases. It's basically impossible at this point to use it for anything less than $100 or so. And I think that's a big problem.
I concur.
So why, you know, why are we still here a week later after the SegWit thing activates? and the fees are still ridiculous. They're at all-time highs. While Bitcoin, by the way, is also at an all-time high.
It's true.
Today, the price of Bitcoin
doesn't seem to stop it.
Went past $4,600.
Yep.
And so, you know, the most amazing thing here is that Bitcoin is so hard to use at this point because of these fees, but yet people are still coming on board. People are still buying into this thing.
They seem to want it for an investment purpose,
sure,
not for a currency.
Everybody loves a winner, too, right? So the name's out there. Bitcoin's gotten its name, and it's earned it, no doubt about it. But is it coasting on its prior success at this point? Because it certainly isn't fixed. Anyway,
there's a lot of coins that have been performing even better than Bitcoin as a percentage of Bitcoin out there, and you know, Dash not the least among them. They've had a very good couple weeks.
So Bitcoinist.com, in December of 2015, the source code for Segregated Witness was released. It was meant as a fix for the ever-problematic transaction malleability bug, which allowed for someone to change one or two characters of a transaction ID before it was cemented into the blockchain.
I'd like to point out that there was a transaction malleability attack on Bitcoin Cash, that didn't have the SegWit, fix to it, and nothing happened.
Well, didn't they also fix the transaction malleability
bug?
They
must have, because the attack was in place.
I read that they fixed that.
Yes, they did.
So anyway,
we're going to have SegWit to fix this. Yeah, apparently, you didn't.
No. So anyway, that's not what I wanted to get into, but the blockchain, by the way, for those that don't know, is the technology behind Bitcoin. That is the distributed public ledger that exists that shows every transaction that's ever happened on Bitcoin since it was founded in 2009. And so along with that, the Segregated Witness provides a method of scaling Bitcoin. Doing away with the concept of a block size, a new metric was made called block weight. Have you heard about this, Mark?
No.
It was the first I'd heard about it, too. So for those that don't know, the block size was and still is the idea that the so when the miners are creating these Bitcoin blocks, there's a certain limit to the size that has been put on those blocks. Originally, there was no limit, but they put a 1 megabyte limit on it many years ago to fight spam transactions.
Spam attacks.
And
because at the time, a transaction was free on the Bitcoin network.
Because the network wasn't full and didn't really matter. But so anyway, the block size was had been 1 megabyte, and that was part of what all this debate has been about over the last 2.5 years, is should the block size be raised from 1 megabyte to 2 or 8 or whatever, or should we try this other thing, the segregated witness, and not raise the block size? And so some people said, well, the block size should be raised, so they left and they created Bitcoin Cash, they forked off from the current Bitcoin, and now we have two competing Bitcoins, and later this year we may end up having 3 Bitcoins, and that's a whole other story. But Segregated Witness got implemented, and they say this is going to help. So for years, the software was not added to the Bitcoin protocols. It never garnered the necessary 95% of Bitcoin's hash power, that's the mining power, needed to activate. It was to be implemented through the means of what's called a soft fork, which meant that it would comply with all current consensus rules and be backward compatible with those running old software and who didn't wish to upgrade. Whether you believe that SegWit was a direct result of a grassroots approach, that was called BIP 148, stands for Bitcoin Improvement Protocol, forced miners to finally activate it after all this time, or the New York Agreement was the reason everyone came together to signal for SegWit, it's finally here. And the agreement you were talking about earlier is the New York Agreement. That was back in May, where 80-something percent of the mining power and also dozens of Bitcoin-related companies came together and said, well, we're going to go with both fixes. We're going to do the segregated witness fix, and we're going to increase the block size from 1 to 2 megabytes. So we'll get back into the New York agreement here in a moment. A second Bitcoin improvement protocol was released weeks ago to lower the activation threshold to 80% of the hash power, but even with the lowered bar, SegWit still achieved around 97% signaling, and it locked in during the beginning of August. After the official lock-in period, the network allowed for 2 weeks to provide a grace period of sorts for people to upgrade their software in order to work with this segregated witness. Now, let's get into exactly what this is supposed to do, because why is Segregated Witness supposed to fix the scaling issues. So we'll explain what that is and why is it not happening yet. You know, with this thing being now fully implemented, supposedly, how come the fees are still going up? When are we going to see, or are we going to see, a reduction in those fees and an increase in the, you know, the Bitcoin speeds, if you will? More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, if you want to join us. It's Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, you can join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And we do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm.
So Whole Food Multicomplete is a 3 times daily supplement that totally supplements your diet. It's everything you need in a given day. It's got probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, all the other nutrients you need. But and you know, Whole Food Multicomplete has been providing for 15 years quietly what the big boys won't provide, which is a product that actually is a complete supplement as opposed to the sort of having to go out there and buy piecemeal and that sort of thing. They've taken the expense and complexity out of it, and all you have to do is go to simplifymysupplements.com, as I have, and order there. Use coupon code FTL to save 10% off of your order, and I'm, you know, I think this is such a great product. I'm never going to be without it. It's just made my sleep better, made my memory better, made it so that I, you know, my digestive system's working better, and actually lost a few pounds in the process. SimplifyMySupplements.com, without even trying, mind you. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we've been talking, and Johnson's joining us now. Ian and Mark already here.
Hey,
Johnson.
Hey.
So we were just talking about segregated witness. It's this new technology been put into Bitcoin, the world's most successful decentralized cryptocurrency out there, to supposedly help solve the problem of the scaling issues that Bitcoin has been having. So the question is, well, what is segregated witness? Like, we've been talking about it this whole time while saying at the same time, we don't really know what this is. Well, now somebody's finally written up a piece here that I felt was simple enough to be able to discuss on this radio show, because this is not a Bitcoin show, but we all do love Bitcoin and cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live. So it's frequently a topic of conversation, but you always have to be careful, like, at any moment, there's somebody tuning in who doesn't know anything about Bitcoin, and so we always have to try to make it as simple and understandable as possible and as relevant as we can, and that's always a challenge. So thank you for, you know, bearing with us. If you have any questions about Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, you're always welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So there's been a lot of discussion and argumentation going on online for years now, 2 or 3 years over what is supposed to happen to help scale Bitcoin. And segregated witness was something that people came to an agreement on earlier this year, in May, at the New York agreement, the SegWit2x agreement, as it was called. And so they've implemented the SegWit part of the SegWit2x. The 2x part, we'll explain that later, that's coming up in November. But the SegWit part, as of about a week ago, is in place. So what does it mean? Well, according to the story here at Bitcoinist.com, there's been a ton of misinformation about SegWit, so this will hopefully clear up some things about how it actually works. So as stated earlier, the whole idea of a block size has been gotten rid of, and now the network will use what's called block weight. So there are two types of data that are contained in a Bitcoin transaction. First, there's the actual transaction data, such as the address that the coins are going to. Then there's the so-called witness data, which is all the information that is only needed when the transaction is confirmed and when that data is essentially, and then that data is essentially never used again. So segregated witness provides a discount to the witness data, and once committed to the blockchain, it gets pruned. So
okay.
So that means
that's good.
Right. That means that the
block size isn't so this, you know, big monstrous thing that it has been growing to be.
Right. So all this extraneous data surrounding each transaction that's not really necessary, they're saying that, well, once the transaction is done, we can get rid of that data from the blockchain. That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Like that, yeah.
So going on here, it says that 1,000 1-kilobyte transactions would obviously fill the current block size of 1 megabyte. But remember, block size isn't even a metric anymore. It's been replaced by what's called block weight, and the new limit of that is now at 4 million units. So 4 million block weight units. And the way that new system works is the number of units in a transaction is simply the number of bytes in a transaction of the transaction data. So remember, of each transaction, part of the data is the transaction data, and the rest of it is the witness data. Right. Okay. So there's two parts. So they're only crediting the number of bytes of that transaction. That's the actual transaction data as the block weight, and they're multiplying that by 4. So the block weight is the number of bytes in the transaction data of the total amount of data multiplied by 4. So it goes on to say here that the witness data is, as said before, discounted. The bytes of the witness data are essentially a direct translation to units at a one-to-one rate. So the witness data is still worth something toward the block weight, but the transaction data itself is worth 4 times as much as the witness data.
Okay.
When they're calculating this block weight thing.
Isn't so help me out here. Isn't every transaction basically the same size when it comes to Bitcoin?
No, they're different sizes because when your Bitcoin wallet has different what's called unspent outputs,
okay.
I believe, the unspent outputs can be there can be multiple unspent outputs. So let's say you've got a Bitcoin wallet and you've received let's just say you've received a whole Bitcoin into that Bitcoin wallet,
okay.
But you've received it in a few different addresses. So, you know, you gave Johnson one address, you gave me one address, Johnson sent you half a Bitcoin, I sent half a Bitcoin.
Okay.
Now you want to send 3/4 of your full Bitcoin out. So if you want to send 3/4 of a Bitcoin, you're going to have to get that 3/4 of a Bitcoin from both of those unspent outputs. So you've got a half a Bitcoin inside the wallet on Johnson's side and then a half a Bitcoin that I sent. But in order to send that full amount, it's got to come from both places.
I see.
And the more places the Bitcoin comes from, the larger the size of the transaction data.
This is why the transaction fee on at hope.freetalklive.com, with the address that I have there, tends to be kind of high, is I get a lot of donations. Some donations as small as $10, some $50. Just got one today.
Well, no, if you're using the same – are you using the same address?
Yes.
For all this, then no, that shouldn't be creating that. Okay. Problem. It's when you've got the different addresses. You know how newer wallets,
yes.
You create a – whenever you go to receive Bitcoin, it comes up with a new address.
Yep.
That's, as I understand it, going to cause that issue.
Okay.
And also every time you send from your wallet – the way Bitcoin works, the way the protocol works, as I understand it, is so like what we were talking about, you wanted to send 0.75 out of the full Bitcoin.
Right.
But you got two chunks of a half a Bitcoin to make up that full Bitcoin. That full Bitcoin would have to be sent out, and then half, and then 0.25 of it would come back, and the 0.75 would go to its destination.
Right.
That 0.25 that comes back is called the change,
mm-hmm.
and that change goes into its own different address.
Right.
So as soon as you start getting change back in, that starts to break up the unspent outputs into even more complicated, you know, sources, if you will.
Gotcha.
So the more sources that the transaction comes from, the larger the byte size of the transaction, and the more the fee is going to be in order to send that transaction.
Okay.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
It's not an easy thing to get a grasp on. There's more coming up here, because the question is, well, you know, if this segregated witness is supposed to make things better, then why aren't things better?
Why aren't things better?
Why, you know, it took so long to fully implement this thing, but yet the fees are still where they've been. They're at record levels. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer, and checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. As we continue here, we're discussing what is SegWit, segregated witness. There's been a lot of discussion in the Bitcoin community about this. People have been arguing for a couple years at least over whether or not this is a good idea. And finally, in May, a bunch of Bitcoin movers and shakers came together at what was called the New York Agreement and hammered out this agreement to implement this segregated witness. And as we just explained, this article from Bitcoinist.com is going through through as simple of an explanation as I have yet seen about segregated witness that explains that in every transaction for Bitcoin, there's two types of data. There's the transaction data of, like, how much and where it's going to, which address. And then there's the witness data, which is apparently required for the transactions to get confirmed on the network and be considered, you know, done and legitimate. And then they're saying here that segregated witness would keep that data separate and make it so it could be pruned from the blockchain later on, which should reduce the size of the blockchain. It should mean that more transactions could get through in these blocks than
previous. Does it immediately prune the blockchain?
I'm not clear on that.
Meaning that every transaction that's come in the past gets pruned?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Huge.
I don't believe that it does that. Because SegWit has to be compatible with the past. So anybody who wants to continue to use the past wallets or past, you know, whatever, they can continue without utilizing SegWit, which explains why nothing has happened yet. So even though there's this big to-do about SegWit being implemented and activated and signal, first it was signaled for and then it was activated and then 2 weeks later it was finally really activated, and now that it's really activated, in theory people can begin using it. But that's what we're still apparently waiting on. The story here continues from Bitcoinist.com. So the next section is, how do I actually use SegWit? For those of you expecting an immediate sign that SegWit is helping everything, I'm sorry to let you down, he says. In reality, it could be weeks or even months before SegWit really starts to have widespread adoption.
It's bad to get all excited about something that's going to take months to get implemented.
It could be months. And, you know, that's because all these different providers, the wallet providers and the, you know, the Coinbases and all these, you know, BitPays and these people, they have to implement SegWit in their software in order for it to be even something that the users could, if they wanted to use it, could use. So we're not there yet. And the question is, how long is that going to take? And how much damage is going to be done to Bitcoin by the competition in that time frame? Because right now, you go try to send a Bitcoin transaction, your median fee at the moment is around $5. That's the median, meaning that half are more than that and half are less than that. So, you know, you go to try to send something, it costs you $5, that's going to stop a whole lot of business from happening. And it's amazing to me that Bitcoin can continue to rise in price just based on, you know, it must just be based on the network effect, on the fact that it's so old and popular and well-known, and that's what people are interested in getting into as an investment. But as far as the currency aspect of it, for anything less than, you know, a $1,000 car repair at Wilder Automotive here in town, I can't see why anybody would go and, you know, spend Bitcoin on a hamburger or you know, a pack of cigarettes or a newspaper at some of the downtown businesses here in Keene that accept it. So it's so broken, it's just amazing to me that people still, you know, that it's still going up in price. And the question is, how long until the market figures out that there are better options out there? Because there are better options out there than Bitcoin.
Just about anything. Just about every one of those. If you go to, is it coincap.io?
That's one of the sites, yeah.
And
good one.
You look at the constantly updating prices of, you know, the cost of
these coins. Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, Dash.
And, you know, you just scroll down. Pretty much every coin you look at there, barring the Ether, the Ether tokens, and you have to sort of know which ones were, you know, I'm excluding there. But just about every coin has some feature that makes it better than Bitcoin and has all the features of Bitcoin.
Yep. SegWit transactions can only be sent from SegWit addresses. So every single address that currently contains coins would have to send them to a SegWit address before we see the full effect of the upgrade.
Mm.
So hold on a second. That means that in order to, let's say, you remember earlier I was telling you about how confusing it gets with all the unspent outputs and these different addresses that are sort of hidden within your Bitcoin wallet, and that makes it so Bitcoin transactions are more expensive when you try to send them if they're coming from the different sources?
Sure.
Well, that means that in order to send all your Bitcoins, however much you have, over to a new SegWit address, I'm guessing you're going to have to pay a fee to do that. So if you want to get your coins onto the SegWit system, you have to pay the fee in order to get there, which means
I bet a lot of people who supported SegWit weren't aware of that.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. Probably not many of them knew the dirty details. Now, it is true that you can send a low fee. You can, with the right software, like your typical blockchain software, you know, or blockchain actually will let you customize it, but most Bitcoin wallets will not let you customize the fee. Blockchain.info will, the normal sort of Bitcoin core wallet or whatever will. So if you want, you can try to send a below market fee, because what I told you before was the median fee is about $4.50 or $4.75. So if you were to send a $5 fee on a median sized transaction, then it would get through pretty quickly. I tried sending one that was about a tenth of the regular, the median fee, and it took a full day. So if you're, if you don't mind waiting and sort of biting your nails, you know, hopefully you're not in a hurry to, you know, trade that, that Bitcoin or whatever.
I had a transaction take close to a week.
A week?
Recently.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't, it looked, the number looked completely wrong when I looked at it. So I, you know, lowered the fee, and I don't, can't even tell you what I lowered it to, but
yeah,
I am cheap. I will give everybody that, you know, like I am a thrifty little miser.
So that's the workaround.
You go
on
your convenience store, you pick up the, you know, stuff that you want to buy, and you pay in Bitcoin, and then you sit at the counter and you tap your fingers for a while and hope that they don't kick you out of closing when you have to keep waiting.
Yeah. Well, so now you're talking about waiting for a confirmation, which is kind of a different
I know.
Story.
A lot of places don't actually, you know, make you wait for the confirmation,
right.
You know, once they have.
Because
something
it's going to work.
Network.
I mean, yeah. Most of the time it's going to work. But you're right. If somebody sends too low a fee, it could bounce back.
Yeah.
So SegWit here, it says here, and even then there could be a decent chunk of users who still don't trust SegWit and don't want to use it, which is perfectly fine. That's the point of a soft fork. It doesn't force users who don't agree to it to upgrade to it. For you to use SegWit and to send those transactions, you'll need to send your coins to a wallet that generates SegWit addresses. Otherwise, it will just be a normal transaction. And which wallets have that so far? I have no idea. They don't mention it in this story. So I have no idea which wallets have implemented SegWit. I did see somebody, and there's a local Bitcoin sort of discussion group in New Hampshire that was saying that they had used the SegWit. But they didn't say exactly how they did that. Moving forward, SegWit was an important setup to the upgrading and scaling of the Bitcoin network, says the author here, which has been woefully overloaded in the past several months. SegWit opens the door to better implementation of what's called the Lightning Network, which can allow for transactions to be sent off-chain for pennies. Coming in November, the second half of the New York Agreement is set to take place, calling for a doubling of the block weight to even further scale the network through the means of a hard fork. And at that time, that is when people are saying there is going to be another hard fork of Bitcoin that would could very well result in two new Bitcoins being in the market, which would then have us a total of three, at least three, competing Bitcoin
I'm
currencies.
I'm psyched. I hope they all go up in value, because I still have one of those Cassatius coins.
Right, so you got Bitcoin, one Bitcoin out of a Cassatius coin, and then a Bitcoin Cash,
and then I'll get the new one.
Right.
So whatever, if they all keep going up the way they have been, right?
Yeah, but how long is that going to happen for?
Right.
How many times can you split Bitcoin into a new Bitcoin and have the value continue to go up?
Yeah.
Maybe it can keep happening. I don't know.
I suspect the scalability of that is just not going to happen.
Probably not. But then again, I thought it was going to go down the last time it split. And they both went up.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us, and then we'll talk about this 2X part and what's happening there, because there's drama.
Message and data rates may apply.
Attention, it is illegal to text and drive. So if you're experiencing hair loss and you want a permanent solution, please pull over now. Because an incredible offer that could give you your hair back is just one text away. Fosley is America's number one hair restoration expert, always pioneering the latest technology. And now, we're giving everyone who texts EZ77 to 543-543 an absolutely free information kit that reveals just how easy and affordable this permanent solution really is. Don't wait. When you text EZ77 to 543-543, we'll also give you a gift card for $250 off. Millions of men and women have come to Bosley for a permanent solution to hair loss. So pull over now and see for yourself how great your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit. Text EZ77 to 543-543. Plus, get a free gift card. This amazing offer is just one text away. EASY77 to 543-543.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
We are talking about Bitcoin and the latest developments and what's going on in the Bitcoin universe. If you want to get the latest news, though, about Bitcoin, the best place to turn is not to Free Talk Live, because half the time we're, you know, talking, most of the time we're talking about other things. But if you go to news.bitcoin.com, you get the latest news about Bitcoin every single day. What's going on in the Bitcoin universe? It's a deep universe. There's a lot going on in the world of Bitcoin. So check out some of it over at news.bitcoin.com. And if you want to get into Bitcoin mining, you really ought to check out pool.bitcoin.com. Whether you want to mine Bitcoin or the brand new Bitcoin Cash, it is up to you which one you choose. Currently, I'm mining Bitcoin Cash, even though it's not as profitable to mine that.
Why is that?
Well, it costs a day's worth of time to switch back and forth between one and the other. So,
and you got on the 6 month contract, so a day's worth of time is really important to you. Me and my lifetime contract. Well, you know, I can give a day here or there.
There you go. Yeah. So, what are you mining?
Bitcoin, regular Bitcoin.
Okay.
So I was intending to switch it over, and then there was a, you know, change.
Oh, it's changed over a couple times. Right. At first, so, it was Bitcoin that was more profitable, then Bitcoin Cash, then Bitcoin, now Bitcoin Cash, now Bitcoin again, and it's just like up and down, it's like you just can't keep switching.
Right.
So, anyway, you decide over at pool.bitcoin.com.
So, you have two computers and mine both at once.
You can actually, if you have your own mining equipment, you can join the Bitcoin pool at pool.bitcoin.com. Mm-hmm. But for those that don't want to have the actual hassle of running their own equipment, you can actually just give them Bitcoin, and then they'll invest that into new hardware.
Okay.
And then you can be a miner without having to do the real actual work of the mining, which is nice. So it's actually up to you. If you know your stuff, you can still join their pool. If you don't know how to do the mining yourself, then you can still join the pool over at pool.bitcoin.com. So we were talking about this new technology, these competing technologies that are trying to scale Bitcoin up. Segregated witness and segregated witness, and apparently that cough button's not working, just so you know.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, it's done that before for whatever reason.
Talk, Johnson.
No, we're not going to test it on the air.
Apparently it's not working at all.
Not working.
Oh, that's bad. Well, terribly sorry, listeners.
Sorry, coughing right into your ears.
So segregated witness and the 2X part of it. So they came to this agreement back in May, and it was most of the miners, like 80%+ of them, and dozens of Bitcoin-related companies that came to this agreement. Well, guess what? SegWit2x's agreement has now been broken by one of the signatories to that agreement. Some company called Bitwala has apparently said they are not going to be forking away from the Bitcoin chain that is supported by the core development team. And what that means is when the 2X portion of the SegWit2x agreement comes into play in 3 months in November, that's when the second phase is supposed to go into play. The idea is that some of these companies that said they were going to do it are going to break ranks. They're going to renege on their agreement.
One's already done it at this point.
And now one has done that.
This has been predicted by, frankly, the folks over at Bitcoin.com, is that this might very well happen, in which case it's my guess that Bitcoin Cash will shoot up in value because people will see, frankly, Bitcoin, SegWitcoin or whatever you want to call it, as populated by liars. And that's tough.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of these companies, they are big-name companies, and if they start breaking this agreement, that is not going to be good. And the idea is that, well, some companies have already gotten their segregated witness out of this deal because it was a two-phase agreement.
Right.
So
that's the problem, is this is a transaction where, you know, it's like you hand over the money, and then in a few weeks, please deliver my product.
Yeah.
Sometimes that works out really well if it's some people you can trust.
If somebody's honest, yeah.
But if it's not somebody you can trust, then, whoa.
Yesterday, Bitwala published a blog post, just a couple of days ago now, indicating they will not support the New York Agreement, of which they are a signatory. The statement reads in part, quote, "We will not actively fork away from the chain that is supported by the current core dev team," unquote.
Here's the other thing that I think is probably interesting about this. This is a little speculatory on my part, but I think that some of the people who got involved in the upper level of investment, they're used to maybe doing business this kind of way, where you can just kind of get away with this kind of stuff. But that,
breaking your agreements?
Yeah, and I think that, in doing that kind of, bait-and-switch kind of deals and getting away with it, and it'll just be swept under the rug kind of situations. Whereas I think that the average Bitcoin user and people who are more involved kind of pay attention to that kind of ethic, I think, a little bit more than the average investor, the average person. I think it's this sort of security and...
You're saying the average Bitcoin user who's paying attention, because is the average Bitcoin user actually paying attention?
I think most people are, to a certain extent, because it's Bitcoin, you still have to pay attention to a significant level in order to not get...
Left behind.
I say have your money stolen. I mean, it's still a tempestuous environment for Bitcoin. You have to know a little bit about what you're doing to not get owned.
I don't agree with your theory entirely. So I would say that Bitcoin is largely populated not by business people who know that you have to provide to your customer what they ask for and what you
promised. That's not really what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is that it is populated by employees, developers, people who, write ones and zeros.
I think he was talking
down.
About the average Bitcoin user.
Yeah,
I understand, but
users.
He was talking, about what you have to pay attention to, and what you have to pay attention to is who's telling the truth and who's lying. And, right?
No, not necessarily. But okay.
I thought what you were saying was, let me see if I could, if I can rephrase it. I thought what you were saying was that you believe the average Bitcoin user is paying attention to these sorts of situations as they develop,
sure,
and that they will notice when companies are reneging on their agreements.
Right. Yep.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
These aren't really companies. They haven't been around long enough to actually be called companies.
How long do you have to be around to be considered a company?
Oh, I'm just saying, you're not. I mean, it ain't Procter and Gamble, baby.
Okay.
I mean,
you
know,
sure.
They haven't had a chance. You know, it's just they're just thrown together.
But in Bitcoin's world, a company like BitPay, which has been around for, you know, half a decade, that's a pretty long running company.
BitPay is a real company, but BitPay hasn't reneged.
No, they have not. BitPay actually came out and said they were going to support SegWit 2X, that version, instead of the core team. So what's going to happen in November is the core team, this is the development team that's developing sort of legacy Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core, whatever the heck you want to call sort of original Bitcoin.
SegWit coin.
This team has announced they are not going to go with the 2X fork. So they have said that even though 90% of the, you know, the mining power out there is currently signaling, 93% of the mining power is currently signaling, according to coin.dance, you can go see it for yourself, they're currently signaling for SegWit 2X, so it looks like the super majority of miners are going to go on this new chain.
Looks like.
Which means the core developers coming out and saying, we are going to stay the course. We are against this 2X thing, and we're not going the 2X direction, so stick with us. We're going this way. And then the 2X people, which should be a supermajority of them, are going to go the other way, which means the 2X is going to generally be considered by most people the real Bitcoin, because it should be the longest Bitcoin blockchain, given that it would have the majority of the mining power, the supermajority behind it. But what this company is saying, this Bitwala, is, well, our allegiances lie with the core development team, so we're going with them. And they're saying we're going to go against what we agreed to do, we're going to go against the supermajority of the miners, and we're going off and supporting this, you know, contentious group that refuses to compromise, the core development team. Going on here, so they say they're not going to fork away. They're going to stick with the development team. While it's theoretically possible that the Bitcoin Core team could change its mind, to date they've been vehement in their opposition to the SegWit 2X block size increase.
Well,
and they never agreed to it in the first place. No, they did not. They did not sign on to it
in
the New York
agreement. But there was, you know, the suggestion was, well, yeah, they would have done it if they would have been invited, but they weren't invited.
They were invited.
I know. The lies are all over the place. It's like, you know, walking across caltrops. The lies are everywhere in this whole thing. This is why I called it World War Geek. Because, I mean, this isn't, people aren't fighting by the Queensberry rules here. They'll pull out anything in order to get their side heard. So, go on.
There had been some speculation that if push came to shove and a split appeared likely in November, some of the signatories might go back on their word, and Bitwala has become the first to publicly announce that it is no longer supporting the agreement. In their statement, they indicate their withdrawal from the agreement comes from three reasons, and we'll share some of those with you coming up here in moments. You can also share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype, and you can join the conversation there. Skype username is lrn.fm. And let's see, coming up here tonight, Johnson, you wanted to talk about Houston, I believe.
If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining, but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Because become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.